If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, who was scammed, pranked, or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
Real quick, we just got a text here. The last caller we had, he said his mom had been a DJ at Bainbridge Island. Then she was a strip club DJ. Now she's doing comedy as a stand-up comic in L.A. She goes by Susan Cupcake Jones. Someone here says, Susan Cupcake Jones is funny. I saw her open up for Dana Carvey at the Tulalip Casino.
Wow, that's a big deal.
That is a big deal,
that is a very big deal.
Check her stuff out there. Hello, Adam. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So I got one for you, a quick little backstory. Back in the 80s, I was about 17. My brother was 4 years older than me, so I spent a lot of time hanging out with his friends. So I was 17. My birthday is actually today, April 1st.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. So they had a party. They invited me out. It was my birthday weekend, so they were nice enough to let me come. We're drinking beers. Back then, we're drinking MGD.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Clear bottle. It looks like a bottle of pee.
Yes, it does.
So we sat around drinking, and after a couple hours, they go, oh, man, it's time for your birthday beer. And they go out and grab me a beer, bring it back, and they're like, oh, man, you got to shotgun this one. And I'm like, all right, cool. I slam this beer down. Three of my buddies had gone and peed in this bottle.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to figure that out?
Probably about half the bottle.
Oh.
What happens after? So, do you feel sick? I mean, is it a mental thing where I've got to get this out of me, or do you physically become ill?
No, I spit it out and start gagging, and they start laughing and go, here, chase it down with this bottle of vodka. And I go, okay, let me take a swig of the vodka. Well, the vodka was filled with rubbing alcohol.
Oh, Jesus, God. They were trying to kill you.
Yeah, that's the kind of buddies I got.
Okay. Jesus.
Buddies like that, who needs enemies?
I mean, that's your brother. I mean, see, at some point in time, as a brother, you have to go, okay, that's enough.
Right.
Look, that's plenty. He just drank urine, guys.
He doesn't need rubbing alcohol.
Come on, man.
I did eventually get them back a couple months later when they came over to my house and I had a couple of pre-filled bottles of pee.
Aha. All right, so you did get them back.
So, yes, I definitely got them back. But
pre-filled bottles of pee.
I got the whole, April Fool's, happy birthday.
Is it good or bad to have a birthday on April Fool's?
It's not bad. My mom said it was the biggest joke she had because she thought she was having a girl.
Okay.
Who was scam, pranked, or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
I did a dope show once with Susan.
Did you?
Yeah, I just looked it up. She's a very funny comedian.
All right, I'm going to check her out there.
Probably 10 or 12 years ago. And then, I think I judged
the comedy. Is that where you guys smoke weed and then just talk round table? What was the format?
Yeah, so my buddy Tyler Smith, he still does them. And basically, he'll have like somebody like me that's like a kind of a local person that can do like a solid 5.
Okay.
Then he'll have, like other really good comedians. But then that's the whole thing. You got to go smoke a bunch of weed and then come back out and do another set for the same time.
Now, are you in front of an audience or is this like a recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like I did one down at Tacoma Comedy Club. I did one over in Bellevue. But same thing. Like you got to remember, a lot of comedians just don't smoke weed.
Right.
So sometimes you'd have somebody who's really funny, but then after they smoke weed, just can't do their act.
Right. Just kind of shut down.
Yeah. Is that even funnier?
Yeah.
Is it painful or is it funny?
There was one guy that was just so good, I felt bad. He basically just ran off the stage after. He was just doing another 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
It basically just was like, I'm out. So it's still funny.
Right.
I mean, I think I spent my second 5 minutes just talking about Sprite.
So wait. So when you get as high as you can, you're not at a round table. You're up there performing solo.
Right. So Tyler will have different people go up. Right. So like I was the opener that night. So okay. I did 5 minutes, went out to this bus, smoked a bunch of weed. And then there's probably like 3 or 4 comedians. And then it's for somebody like me, it wasn't that hard, but I smoke weed.
Yeah.
But, some of these touring comedians or, Susan might have been one of those who, I don't know, she's a very good comedian. But, again, you got to remember way back to, when you first smoked, it ruins people.
Yeah. Who was a scam, pranked, or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Marty. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, good dance.
Hola.
Hola.
Gentlemen, faring well. I have a story about a buddy of mine who we used to, going back to junior high, we've known each other. And we'd always play basketball. I could never beat him. I don't know if it was a mental thing or whatever, but I'd never beat him, all the way through the years.
Maybe he was just better.
That's my guess.
I don't know what it was.
You could never beat him.
Maybe you suck at basketball, Marty.
I don't think that's a mental thing, Marty. He's just good.
Look at a buddy. He's a pole vaulter. Beats me every time. Can't figure it out.
Yeah, I worked my jump, my hops, but it just came down to it. He was just a better basketball player than me. So he was always a real jerk about it. And so eventually I got a pair of Adidas shoes that were about a half size too small. And what happened was they jammed my toenails back into the root of the toenail and they died.
Your toes died.
The toenail died.
Okay.
There's a dark coagulated blood under it. It was nasty. I mean, nasty. So I ended up pulling them out, and I saved them. One night, we all went out drinking, our crew. We're in Taipei. This was a long time ago. We all went out drinking, and, a table full of, 8 or 9 people. And I kept that toenail, and I dropped it in my buddy's beer.
Ah, God, man. Ah.
Did you keep the toenail for that specific purpose?
Correct.
Okay.
Did he see it before he drank it?
No.
Okay.
See, I got to ask, why did you buy a pair of shoes that were too small?
Well, because the sizes for guys our size are pretty slim over there, the selection.
All right. Makes sense. So your foot was too big for what they typically had on sale.
Correct. And right. So I just decided to go for it and I lost. Gambled and lost.
Okay.
So my revenge prank.
Isn't there some place, some famous bar where you get a shot that either has a toe in it?
It's a toe, yeah.
Or a finger.
Was it Alaska?
I think it's a toe. And I think it is Alaska. Man, it's somewhere cold. It might be Alaska. It might not. I'm not sure how that's legal, but yeah, I have heard of this
Either
place.
It's like the Sour Toe Cocktail.
Yeah. It's in Canada.
All right.
Yeah, it's usually a shot of whiskey, usually Yukon Jack, served with a mummified human toe as a garnish. Tradition at the downtown hotel in Dawson City, Yukon, Canada.
Okay, that's great. That's cool. My question is, you know, it's one thing if I garnish your drink with an olive. I can just buy a jar of olives. You would think you'd run out of mummified toes at some point, right?
To even gain admittance to the club, members must drink the legendary Sour Toe Cocktail. There's one rule. You can drink it fast, you can drink it slow, but your lips must touch the gnarly toe. In 2013, one man swallowed the toe on purpose, and he was run out of town. But he came back seeking forgiveness from the people of Dawson City.
Okay, so you're not supposed to swallow the toe.
Jeez,
is it the same toe?
I don't know. If this is the same multiple
toes. How many toes do you have?
This is the CDC, so this is Canada.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So the dude swallowed the toe, and the townspeople got mad because he swallowed a toe.
The Sour Toe Cocktail, the drink with a human toe served inside.
Mm. Good God. And just to get in, I got to drink that.
Dawson City.
Okay.
Yukon. No idea. Who was a scam, pranked, or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
The club now has, I guess, over 100,000 people from around the world have done this.
Wow. Okay. I guess that's a brag point, maybe. By the way, Ted, we got a text that says they saw you do that comedy show. What is it? Dope Out, Dope In, Dope?
Oh, The Dope Show.
The Dope Show, yeah. I saw Ted do that comedy show in Tacoma. Damn funny.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
There you go. They were probably stoned, too. Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
We appreciate that.
Welcome to the
All
show.
All right.
So I was about 9 years old, and you know those old boxes that the checkbooks used to come in?
Oh, yeah.
So he filled that with cotton balls and fake blood, poked a little hole at the bottom of it, and held it over our garbage disposal. And my sister, who's like 5 years older than me, was in on it. So they set it up all in the kitchen, and I'm downstairs with my mom, and I just hear yelling. I run up to go see what's going on, and all I see is blood. And he's just like, I accidentally cut my finger off. Oh, my God. And I go to look, and I just see his finger covered in blood in this box. So he's like, go get your mom. I run downstairs. Oh, my God, Mom, that's her. And she comes up, notices my sister smiling in the corner. So she's already in on it, too. And just as soon as I found out it was fake, I wouldn't hug him. I didn't want to be anywhere near him.
Oh, so man.
You were that mad at him?
At the time, yeah.
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 How long did it take you to get over it?
It was instant. You know, he used to chase us around with dead spiders. And, you know, I was used to the kind of shocker, but that much of a shocker just was overkill for me.
I mean, it's a bit much for a kid, but I have to say, just as a parent, and I cannot explain it, I do not know why. I love my children more than life itself, but there's something about tormenting them that brings you so much joy.
We did it.
I mean, it really does.
Yeah, our big trick, yeah. I think we only did it 1 year, was, right, like you pour a little ketchup on your finger,
mm-hmm.
and then you have one of your siblings slam the front door as hard as they can.
All right.
Then you scream, same thing, your finger has been caught in the door.
Yeah.
But kind of like her, I do remember my mom not being super pleased with the joke.
Yeah, and look, I can't explain. As a parent, it's different when your kids do it to you, mm-hmm. even though it's the exact same thing. But I just don't think they get the magnitude for how much you care about them. And I know my kids care about me, but like, it's just, it's different.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're also my responsibility.
They care, but there was a time when my daughters would come over to my house, and like any kid, you know, they love their parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, but at the same point in time, they're not happy that I smoke cigarettes.
Sure.
So my daughter Ava, the first thing that she would do when she would come over was she would find a time to go and take my cigarettes and hide them. And I would look for them and I'd be like, where are my cigarettes?
Right.
And she's just over on the couch going, and I'm like, dude, where are my cigarettes? I need a cigarette. I just cooked dinner. I just cleaned up. I just washed the dishes. I just put them away. This is when I have a cigarette. I don't know, Dad. And I just like, you are going to go to 7-Eleven. I'm not going to have to buy them. I'll be right back.
Right.
And she would not, and then when they would leave, I would go in some place and be like on my sink in my bathroom. There'd be a stack of two packs of cigarettes.
Oh, so she'd be back out for you.
She'd leave them back out, but she'd wait till I left. But I'd still go to the store anyway. But that was her,
of course.
That was her fun thing.
Well, that's a no-win situation, right?
Because
obviously, nobody's going to say a cigarette's good for you.
No.
So, all right, you feel kind of bad, but seriously, it's like, after
seriously,
a while,
man.
Yeah, like, all right, joke's over.
Yeah, no, come
where
on.
Where is the cigarette?
And I don't know. Where did you put them? Is it maybe they're in your jacket?
I mean, they're not good for you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, certainly, you know, because my son's asked, like, why do you smoke? And you hate the question, but it's a fair question. And I told him straight up, I said, because I'm stupid. And I said, look, you're going to do a lot of dumb things in your life, and you got the rest of your life in front of you to be an idiot. Just promise me one thing. I'm like, look, I don't care if you get arrested, assuming it's a misdemeanor. Don't kill anyone or anything, but, like, don't smoke. He's like, seriously, you'd rather me? I said, I would rather pick your ass up and bail your ass out of jail because you did something. I don't know. You got naked and cannonballed into a hotel.
Then start smoking cigarettes.
Then start smoking. Because I was like, look, man, that's permanent. Everything else. It is what it is, and you should be stupid. That's part of the joy of life is when you do dumb ass, but this is so stupid, just don't do it.
Who was a scam, pranked, or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, Miles, real quick, a text came in for you. Now, you said that you got duped about 4 years ago because you were buying, like, a topographical piece of wood for Chambers.
I don't know if they do that with a laser, but it kind of looked burnt, but painted, all that correct.
Somebody says, Miles, heard about your topography debacle. Local company in Puyallup. Would love to help you out with a new sign for you.
Oh, really? Just send your credit card to this number. I did that.
Probably the same guy.
How about local scammers? $200.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ted's sign design can help, too.
Yeah.
$250.
Ted's sign design. Yeah, right.
$250, and you'll never get it.
Okay. Hello, Ted. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
We send the emails to Thrill's Gmail.
Yeah, right.
How you been?
Great, man.
So I used to work at a little wing place, not B-dubs, but like a competitor. And this server come in, just running in the kitchen, bright red. And this girl says, the man sitting at the bar right now, slow Monday night, only person in the restaurant, is my ex. And this, that, and the other, restraining order here and there.
Oh, geez.
Whatever. Yeah. So she just looks at me like, help. Okay, I can't turn down service. I'm in the kitchen. Like, the homie's at the bar serving the man. So he orders some wings and his new girlfriend that he's flaunting in front of my server. They order some wings, and they're on the spicy scale, but not like buffalo hot or anything like that. So I pull fresh wings and do the thing, and I spin them in our ghost pepper sauce.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. And then I dump them out, kind of like dab them off, and then spin them in the sauce of choice. And he's sitting there the whole time. We're just standing in the kitchen window just watching him just, oh, these are hot. Oh, that's way hotter than I thought. I was like, yeah.
How many wings did he manage to eat before he stopped?
He got through like 5 out of 12.
That's not bad. That's still not bad.
No, not. I like the wing challenge at that place was 6 of the super hots, the ghost pepper wings. And I earned the shirt before I worked there.
All right, let me ask you this, man. If he was not there with his new girlfriend that he's trying to flaunt in front of his old girlfriend, how many wings do you think he would have gotten through?
Oh, probably 2. Like,
yeah.
He was sweating.
Yeah.
Was that in a good place.
Were you working at Wing Zone?
No, it's a little place out east, Quaker Steak and Lube.
Oh, yeah, man, they got great.
I've been to the one in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
Yeah. We had one in Westminster, Colorado when I was out there.
You know what, man, the interesting part of that place, honest to God, was a couple of the original locations. They had a situation where they used to have, like, Jiffy Lube. They'd have Quaker State oil changing shops.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
And what happened was that when they stopped doing that and stopped changing people's oil, just went to Quaker State in a can and said, you bought it and did it yourself. they took all those old locations, all those garages, and turned them into wing restaurants. So they bought like three or four of those. And so you, I mean, like garage doors, the whole deal. You are, it is just, they redid the inside. It's a bar. They had great wings. They still have them, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're out in Ohio now. We had a, I want to say 82 Stingray hanging in the Corvette room, obviously.
Oh, that's cool, man.
And full fluid, like ready to, like flip it over and drive it, like it was set up, and we had just loads of bikers. We had, and they all got along, and they're all rivals and this, that, and the other for biker gangs and stuff. But it was a great place, like rev your motor and eat some wings and settle in.
Yeah, no,
I mean, listen, man, if Jiffy Lube said, you know, because right now they're like, come to Jiffy Lube, blah blah blah, $40, but they said, and also you can order wings and get a beer. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, well, oil changes would be so much more frequent.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously, like, if you get a warranty for your car, it's like, look, your warranty's good as long as you do your mandated upkeep. And some people, they slide on it. I'm telling you, if they said, listen, man, you come in for an oil change, we can hook you up with some wings and all that, everyone would be on top of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm still convinced, even if you have a washer and dryer at home and there's a laundromat with a bar, you go in there to do, like, your big comforters.
Sure.
You're like, oh, I got to get this big stuff done. I can just do it in an hour. I'd take it on down there, man, just sit at the bar for, you know, an hour, 45 minutes and do laundry.
I had never heard of that. Then I moved to New Orleans, and I hate going to the laundromat as much as anyone hates going to the laundromat. And I knew there was one close by. When I walked in, the laundromat's in the back, pool tables, full bar. Dude, I've never had cleaner clothes more often. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just like, oh, hey, hell.
I'm going to do a load.
Yeah.
I got plenty of clean
clothes. I look forward
to
it.
Yeah, Soap. That was the name of the one in College Park.
Mm-hmm. Soap. Who was scammed, pranked, or bamboozled? 206-803.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, Tara Daly and Steve Biggs from the Daily Biggs Morning Show. Join us. We will spin 10 songs for April Fools on the way at 4:30. Right after emails on our question, who was scammed, planked, pranked, or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this is a prank me and my buddy growing up like to do, just on our neighborhood in general. Our neighborhood, it was a decent size, probably like, I don't know, 60, 70 homes. And there were only two entrances to get in, and we happened to live pretty close to one of the entrances, so we had a decent amount of traffic going by our homes. And it was, you know, slower roads, like 15, 20 miles an hour. And so our prank was we would take one of our mom's purses, like an old one that they weren't using, and we would stuff it with like newspaper and stuff to make it look like there was stuff in it. And we would lay it out in the middle of the road, kind of sprinkle some change, maybe like a pair of sunglasses or chapstick to make it look like it.
Chopsticks?
Chapstick.
Oh, I was like chapsticks. Okay, all right, gotcha.
just to make it look like it like fell off someone's car, they dropped it. And then we would hide in the bushes in our yard and had fishing string tied to it. And people would stop and get out of the car, and right when they go to pick it up, we yank it. And I swear, we saw some people jump that you wouldn't know could jump. It freaked people out.
So I guess you kind of had a reputation in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, we were known pretty well because we also mowed a lot of people's lawns. Just growing up, it was one of our jobs.
Sure.
So, you know, it, some of them I felt bad because, you know, you're going down to pick something up and you get startled. Some people almost lost their balance and it really freaked them out.
Yeah.
But how much joy did that bring you at the time?
Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
We did it like two or three times. I think after like the third or fourth, some cars would drive by and stop right over the purse and then roll down their window and wave to us and then just keep on going. So it was short lived, but it worked well. I would still do it again today.
It's worth
it. Hilarious and harmless.
Yeah. The thing about a prank, right? It's going to have a shelf life, but the time that you get to do it, it's immense joy. One of the things, and when we were growing up pre-cell phone and pre-caller ID, prank calls.
Oh, yeah.
They were one of the mm-hmm. greatest things you did probably from about 8 years old until probably 15 or 16 when you started going out a little bit more. But, man, it didn't matter. You go through the phone book and find people with stupid last names or just call numbers at random and say whatever it is you're going to say. And it was all harmless stuff. But, I mean, you could drag people on for a couple of minutes here and there. But that, to me, especially the one time you knew what happened, if you're going to have a sleepover with your buddies, you know, oh, man, you know, four of us are spending the night at so-and-so's house, as a guarantee, you're going to make prank phone calls.
Yeah, because look. Yeah. When I started in radio, guys would do it all. I had two people that I worked with that did prank phone calls from the radio station because they could record them. They never broadcast them, but the numbers were on a bank. Like, if you press one of our phone numbers, it comes up just some ridiculous number.
Sure.
And even if you tried to call that number back, that's not the number.
That's not the number that gets
it. It's not going to ring back in. So they would do those tapes. But I'm telling you, the pinnacle of that stuff was the Jerky Boys.
Absolutely.
And when they came out with those tapes back in the day, man, I mean, it was some of the funniest stuff I'd ever heard in my life at that time. I was like, this is brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, because you could still do prank phone calls, and that legally, you cannot do that on the radio.
Right, correct. Right.
Yeah. It cannot be done. Like, that is a federal law.
Well, the Jerky Boys were doing it because they were in New York.
Right.
So in New York, you could record somebody without them knowing.
You could.
Oh, they had that
it
law.
It depends
then.
On state by state.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So a lot of states, you got to tell somebody, hey,
you're being recorded for broadcast or whatever it is you're going to do.
Was it Frank Rizzo?
Rizzo.
Hey, this is Frank Rizzo. I got an awesome set of freaking tools.
Right.
You want to buy them? Who was a scam prank or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
There was a lot. I mean, we used to just call people. Like, I know Thrills that story about calling the guy in the phone book.
His last name would be a slur, right? But he was the only, and it's Baltimore phone book at that time. There are 735,000 people that live in the city. He's the only guy with this last name. And I won't say what the slur was. Doesn't matter. But we called him and said, hey, man, you're the only guy in the phone book with the last name blank. And his response was, I know. We were like, oh, okay, we're not the first.
We did it forever. And then one night, you're right, it's like three of us. I don't know. I don't know why. Because you got idle hands, right? You're not old enough where you're going to parties yet.
You're not hurting anyone.
Eighth grade.
You're just being annoying.
But we did it to some kid in school, and then we felt terrible.
It's someone you knew.
No, right, but like he transferred in, so we were, I guess, well, I'm not, I guess, we were picking on him. But his mom was so nice about it. And
did they realize it was you guys?
They didn't. Something happened. I guess somehow they figured it out. But she was like, no. He'll be happy you called. We were just like, ah.
Yeah.
Like, now we feel bad. Right. And we're going to have to invite him.
Well, we would we would never go out.
Then he went to my high school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We pranked businesses. That was our thing. We'd take the low-hanging fruit of the area.
Yeah.
And then we would call them and mess with them any way that we could figure out how to do that. So, I don't know, like Tacoma Screw, for an example here.
Yeah.
We'd call them and go, hey, Tacoma Screw, How much for a good screw? I want a really good one, man. Right. I want a real good screw, man. What's that going to cost me? We do that kind of thing, you know, 12, 13 years
old. But at that age, that is the funniest thing possible.
Exactly. Yuck, 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 yuck. Guy's going to be like, yeah, kid, goodbye.
Big. Correct.
Who has scammed, pranked, or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
So a little bit about this story. I used to go over to my friend's house, is actually my next door neighbor, and we would drink tequila and play bowling on the Wii every night.
Oh, I love bowling on the Wii.
That was awesome.
God, man, now you can spend a whole night doing that.
Yeah, well, with tequila, I broke a few TVs, but you know, that's beside the point.
Right. That's why they got a strap, dude.
It didn't work.
Well, apparently not. How drunk were you?
Well, we usually put down about a half gallon a night between four of us.
Damn. Okay.
So, but one day it was April Fool's, and I just decided that I'd go over there, break into their house, and rearrange their house, which would suit me better for going over and playing the Wii. And they believed that it was their roommate, and their roommate believed it was them for about 2 weeks until I actually fessed up and told them that it was me. But they enjoyed every part of it. They liked the way that I rearranged. I mean, I went as far as I even went in and rearranged the bedroom for them.
Damn. Like moving the bed to a different part of the room and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, their bed was moved over. Their TV is like almost backwards from the way it was.
But they actually liked the way you ended up setting it up.
Yes, they did.
And now he works in interior design.
I was
going
to say, man.
No. Actually, now I'm a concrete finisher. That's about how far that got.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Who was scam, pranked, or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
We used to Photoshop photos, too, like when I lived with all those guys in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So we would go to find very explicit, well, gay porn.
Yeah.
And then we would Photoshop our buddies' heads on them, and then just leave them as the background of their computer. But it would usually... You know what I mean? Like, back then, like, you checked email, but not as much as, like you kind of have to look at your computer now.
Yeah.
But just one guy, and I don't know, he never struck me as, like, he would get so mad and was like, this is over the line, like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, come on.
So, I mean, I think they switched his, because we had to figure out how to get into his computer, but our one buddy was very good at it. And, I mean, once we realized how mad it made him, it was like a daily, or every other day. You know what I mean? And you try to find just, again, as graphic as you could, then you just put his face on it.
They say this one is the joke that almost killed us. In 1984, President Ronald Reagan joked during a sound check, "I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes." The quip was leaked and caused a temporary global crisis with Soviet forces going on high alert.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Who was scam, pranked, or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
Oops.
My bad. Sorry. It's just a joke, guys.
April Fools.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
First time caller, a long time listener.
Appreciate that.
All right, so I work at a car dealership, and years ago, had a coworker that had a little Honda Civic he was fixing up, you know, aftermarket wheels, lowered the whole nine. And he comes in one day, he says, "Hey, I just ordered this really nice custom stainless steel exhaust from eBay. I'm going to have it shipped here so it doesn't get stolen." Okay, no harm, no foul. Part comes in, he's busy. We had just done an exhaust on a big truck, and it was all rusty and nasty and gross. So we pulled the box into parts. We took his nice exhaust, laid it out, put this crappy thing back in the box. He comes up later. He goes, hey, did it come in? I said, yeah, it's right there. So he takes it, goes to the back. And we wait. And hours go by, and he's busy. And I keep walking by, kind of checking on him. He hasn't opened the box yet. Finally, I walk back there, and he's on the phone. Box is open. He has got this look on his face. And I'm like, dude, what's going on? He goes, these MFers sold me a you know, crappy used exhaust. This is BS. And dude, who are you on the phone with? I'm on the phone with eBay. I lost it. I was doubled over. I could not breathe. I was laughing so hard. And he's going, what? It's not funny. It's not funny. I'm like, dude, hang up. It's not funny. It's not. Oh, dude, hang up. It's a joke. Your exhaust is safe. What? You know, just the look of relief on his face. But we had him. I was literally crying. I was laughing so hard because he could look at this, man. I paid, you know, X number of dollars for this thing. And I'm just like, you know. Till this day, I mean, this has probably been 8 years ago. Every time I talk to him, he goes, hey, the exhaust prank. It was pretty good one, wasn't it? He goes, yeah, you got me.
That's a good one, yeah, man.
Who was scam, pranked, or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. What's going on, fellas?
Hola.
Third-time caller, long-time listener.
Awesome. Had a lot of those today. That's good news.
Oh yeah. So, yeah, I work at the shipyard. This was many years back, and I was on swing shift. We're in one of the dry docks, and we had a potluck, and there was a crock pot that we would always use, and we didn't have running water down there, so there's like these little canals, and we threw the crock pot down there, and it's like down this little stairwell, and it, you know, it would fill up with water. Well, that crock pot turned into our urinal, and we would pee in that crock pot, and I want to say it was down there for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, you know, we come to work, I'm on swing shift, and we see that crock pot on the table with food from day shift, and day shift used it, and they cooked chili or something. And the thing was, that crock pot was down there for so long that it had callus, like it had like calcium buildup, and they cleaned it. They cleaned it and they used it. We never said anything, but yeah, so I guess they got bamboozled.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, the unintentional prank.
I mean, you didn't mean to.
What's that?
I said you didn't mean for them to do that.
No, we just, you know, we didn't have running water and we just threw it down there, and these little canals, there's literally running water. So we were just, you know, I guess kind of soaking it, and then it turned into the urinal. We're just going to buy another one and throw it away. We never got to it because the day shift grabbed it and cooked with it.
Oh, my God.
And you guys never said anything?
Nope.
Yeah, I wouldn't know either, man.
Well, hopefully they boiled.
Got a little seasoning.
I would just say, you know, maybe don't use a crock pot that's sitting in a canal.
My bones are so strong.
Right.
Who was scammed, pranked, or bamboozled?
But he said they don't have running water on the boat. So you could look in there and fathom why the crock pot would be in that little area.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. To wash it.
I just feel like I would still be a little skeeved out. And you do make a good point. But at the point that it's calcified, I'd be like, you know, fellas, let's wait until tomorrow. Yeah. Or I'll bring one in from home or something. I don't know. That just seems like a bad idea. I don't know. And it turns out it was. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
You know, I got to thank you guys. I've been listening for a long time, and you guys make my afternoons bearable.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, I used to work at Crystal Mountain, Groom Slopes, for a lot of years. And the shenanigans, not just on Cat Crew, but in all the departments, there's something about mountain people. We have a little extra fun. And one of my favorite ones is, so on the Kitty Hill, you know, the Bunny Hill?
Yeah.
They got these little plywood cutouts that they put out to keep the kids entertained. And there's the ski school, they're supposed to pull those things before they go home at night in the evening. So that when we go out with the machines to groom the slopes, that crap's not in our way.
Sure.
And one night they didn't, and it was the sheep, little plywood sheep, and somebody threw it on the back of their cat, and they dropped it off and hit it higher up on the mountain, and that sheep traveled all over the mountain for months.
But people just kept picking it up, moving it.
Where's the sheep? And the rule was, and it was a, you know, an on your honor kind of rule, is that if you saw the sheep, you were obliged to stop, get out of your cat, throw it on the back of your cat, and then hide it in a new spot. That was a lot of fun. Another one of my favorite stories is we had a cat driver who he didn't really take his job very seriously, and he would end up at the Snorting Elk for lunch. You guys know the Snorting Elk.
Snorting Elk is awesome. I mean, to me, I love Crystal Mountain, but that's what a bar at a mountain should look like.
Yeah.
that's the spot. So this guy would end up there for lunch, and he'd be there for an hour or two. And one night, one of our coworkers, who was not working that night, while dude was in there having his lunch, jumped in his snowcat and took off with it.
What do you do to get it back, or do you have to hoof it on foot?
You know what? I don't know the rest of the story. I just know he took off with it and then went up the mountain and hit it and walked back down.
Okay.
Damn.
Good times. Who was scam pranked or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So many moons ago, I'm going to say around 25 years ago, we used to go to a buddy's house, and we'd find out, you know, no one was home a lot of times, so we'd go over there and kind of do as we wish. We'd play video games, eat their food, and then they would wonder who was there. And then our friend would always get blamed for it. Well, one week before Christmas, me and the buddies went over there, and it was my good judgment to wrap a bunch of stuff that I saw around the house for Christmas. So I ended up writing all their names down, and come to find out, the kid's house, who we were friends with, ended up getting in big trouble because all the blame got put onto them.
Or are you just wrapping random stuff in their home?
Yeah, like old socks, a box that had poop in it, just the most random stuff.
A box that had poop in it.
when they were all around the Christmas tree, it was they were wondering who were these from, and no one fessed up, and they automatically just assumed it was him.
Okay. Yeah, that sucks for him, but, you know, worth it.
Who was scammed, pranked, or bamboozled?
Hello, Robin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, I one here. About 3 years ago, I walked into the Bainbridge Island Safeway where my friend works, and he starts telling me a story about how the bag girl there is a spider aficionado, and apparently you can order them, and they come in the mail. So she ordered this electric blue tarantula, and she goes to UPS and she picks it up. She's on her way to work. She opens the box, and it's in a plastic container, and she starts screwing with it and is not paying attention and ends up having to slam her brakes on. Well, the little plastic thing it was in goes flying. The lid comes off, and the tarantula gets out, and she's got to go to work. So she pulls up to the Safeway. She looks for it as long as she can. She can't find it. I got to go to work. So I go in to visit my friend. He tells me this story, and I'm laughing hysterically, and I said, I'm going to pull a prank on her. So she's bagging groceries, and I'm walking down the aisle past her, and I pick up my phone and I pretend like I'm talking to somebody, and I say, you'll never believe it, there's a tarantula in the parking lot at Safeway. And I eye her out of the corner of my eyes. She looks at the cashier, because she's bagging groceries, and she looks at the cashier and she says, can I go? And the cashier said, yeah, you better get out there. So she takes off. She's running towards the front door. And by this part, I start feeling bad that I did this. And I ran after her. And she goes, did you really see it? And I go, no. And she goes, what? And I said, no, Lyle told me what happened about how it got lost in the car. I'm just pulling a prank on you. I'm sorry.
Well, the prank's really on her, because now she's got a tarantula in her car, right? Somewhere.
And yes, and it took it a week to actually come out. And apparently it was a venomous tarantula.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Now, did you know this girl?
I only knew her because she worked at Safeway.
Okay.
But my friend, Lyle, was the produce guy. And I used to see her all the time. And she had stickers of spiders all over her car. She had a little Volkswagen. But I can't imagine driving around for a whole week with that thing in her car.
No, I would not.
No, I wouldn't do it.
I would not drive that car.
I would get a ride from someone else.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I have a perfectly functional car. I'm calling Uber.
10 songs for April Fool's coming up. We're going to sit and spin and be joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Coming up at 4:30. And we got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.